And yet, there's not much difference in the way you move about in your world. It is only the idea that makes the difference, because there is such incredible leverage in the vibration of thought. And so when you start focusing upon the vibrational leverage in thought, then you begin to get the sense of how a platform as vivid and real as this earth space reality is only an extension of thought. And when you begin understanding that it's only an extension of thought, and then you deliberately align with the thinker that thought the thought, now you start creating worlds in the same way. And you don't travel from place to place in spaceships. Far too bulky and slow. Ape-like, really.
I would also like to ask, if we look at the history of mankind over thousands of years, people were living what we would call a primitive level for many, many, many thousands of years. And we see that within very recent years, there's this tremendous explosion of knowledge and technology and so on. Is it that another intent has been placed into the human race, or how do we...
It is that the intent is expanding from the base of experience.
So how is it you have such a long period of not much development and then such amazing development in a short time?
Well, there are two things we want to say about that. That evolution is a perceptual thing, and you're not doing a very effective job really of tracking things. And the evolution of your planet, while this is the most evolved time and because it's the most leading edge time, the evolution of your planet, in other words, there have been more technologically evolved species on your planet than you. This is a very magnificent sphere that recycles generations. In other words, the history that you dig up is a very scanty, minuscule amount. We would go so far as to say that the scientific data is as ridiculous as the religious story. The religions say God created the world in... how many days?
Six.
And because there was that day that he just wanted to chill, yes. And most rational people try to wrap their thoughts around that and say, give me a break. How big was that ship? And how many of each of them were on it? In other words, it doesn't hold water because it is illogical. And we say, and the scientists on the other side are as illogical. Everyone is approaching you and who you are from a physical standpoint. And you are not physical. You are vibrational. And until you understand the current of vibration, you will not understand anything that you see that is the manifestation of it, you say.
I had one other question. This regards, there's scientific evidence for young children remembering previous lives. For example, by Ian Stevenson, a lot of study has been done. And it appears that in many of these cases, emotional and patterns and thought patterns developed in the previous life carry over to the new life. For example, if someone nearly drowned in the previous life, they may be afraid of water in this life.
Well, humans do a remarkable job of standing in there now with a pattern of life and thought, and then going back before and explaining now by extrapolating from the past. In other words, it is not necessarily accurate to say that that person who is having that feeling now actually had that drowning experience. Sometimes people are talking about